You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3, Christmas Do's and Don'ts. Hi, friends. In this episode, I want to share some things to be mindful of this holiday season. I'm keeping it simple by calling it Christmas Do's and Don'ts. Let's get right to it with a don't. Don't stress about perfection. Simple can be enough. Maybe you have big ideas, but life gets in the way. I have a friend whose mom got very ill during Christmas, and all she could do to decorate was put a snowman figurine on her kitchen table. Give yourself grace when things take unexpected turns. That is life. Do make plans. Consult with your family and agree on what everyone wants the holiday to look like. Remember, you can't please everyone. Control what you can control. I like having a lunch date with my husband and talking Christmas plans and gift ideas. Once people are on board, make your reservations and lists. We have several family birthdays in December, so working those into the holiday plans is another piece of the puzzle. For me, a lot of lists on my phone are essential. Last year, I didn't communicate all the plans with everyone, and this year, I'm going to make a holiday calendar so everyone can see in advance what we are committed to. Here's another do. Dive into your faith. No matter what your beliefs are, this is a great time of year to make a commitment to being more present in your religion. If you're figuring out where you fit in a religion, maybe try some different church services. Consider inviting someone to join you for a church service and then grab a meal after. Having a strong faith can help you get through the holidays if it's an especially emotional time. Now for a don't. Don't forget to take care of yourself. Bundle up and go for a walk. Find a buddy and have a walk and talk. Try a new fitness club or yoga studio. Take time to stretch. A 10-minute stretch before bed can help ease your body into the sleep you need to have a productive next day. Do you drink a lot of water? After my first cup of coffee every day, I fill up a 24-ounce cup with ice, water, and a packet of emergency powder. After I finish that, I drink about 2 or 3 more 24-ounce waters throughout the day. I take my water with me in the car to run errands and up to my night table at bedtime. Start a new habit for yourself. You will feel better. Public restrooms aren't all that bad, by the way. Get a fun new holiday cup and get on board. Be aware of your nutrition. Getting run down can lead to sickness, and no one wants to be sick for Christmas. Keep healthy snacks around. I'm bad about being super busy and just forgetting to get a meal in. Make the time. Being hangry around the holidays is a really big don't. Trust me. Back to a do. Arrive on time to events. When everyone is aware of your plans, there are few acceptable excuses for being late. Reservations are especially important to be timely for during the busy holiday season. People are busy, so if you make a plan to meet at a certain time, do your best to honor that. If for some reason you're going to be late, be sure to communicate that. But how about just make the effort to be on time? When you get to your destination, if it's a party or a meal out, don't overindulge in food and drink. You don't want to embarrass yourself or your friends. You also don't want to feel bad or hungover the next day. Spritzers are a great cocktail, and bubbly water is a great mixer and helps with hydration. Keep ibuprofen around in case you have a headache the next day, because during the holidays, the show must go on. Another do is to bring a host or hostess gift if you're attending a party. A homemade goodie like the pecan recipe I put in episode 1 of this season's podcast would be nice. There are more gift ideas coming up in my top 5 in this episode. Bottom line is never attend a party empty-handed. I like this do, take pictures. You want to remember special moments and family and friends. On my Instagram, I just looked at all the stories I posted from last year. It makes me so thankful and helps me realize how lucky I am. Get a Polaroid for instant pics. Make an Apple album to scroll on your TV. Take pics of your favorite decorations. Make silly videos. Be playful and have fun capturing the moments. Now, as you're creating your plans, do consider the specific needs of family members. If you have mobility-challenged family or friends, think ahead on how they will get around comfortably. Are you planning to prepare a meal for a group? Be sure you have something for the vegetarians or gluten-free guests. Ask in advance if there are any food allergies you need to be aware of. Have a plan for those individuals and incorporate their dishes into the meal by causing very little extra attention to them. You should always want your guests to feel cared for. Older family or guests might need extra rest time. Same with little ones. Naps are sacred during the holidays. Here are some back-to-back don'ts. Don't overschedule people who will feel stressed if they need to ask for a break. Don't stress about minor hiccups during a dinner party. It's about being together. There is always takeout, or you can turn your night into a microwave popcorn party. Don't feel bad about serving prepared food you pick up. There's nothing wrong with serving a quiche from a bakery like Henri's for Christmas breakfast, or a honey-baked ham or smoked turkey you pick up. Trader Joe's, Fresh Market, and other specialty stores often have delicious seasonal selections available. Just be sure to check store hours and plan in advance if reservations are required. This is a very important do. Be the light for anyone who's hurting. If someone you love has lost a family member, friend, or pet, those people might need a little extra TLC and joy this season. Pay extra attention to anyone acting a little more somber than usual this holiday and reach out. Including people who are hurting in your plans can be the best part of your holiday and theirs. Finally, do always have a bottle of champagne and sparkling cider in your fridge to celebrate special surprises. My husband Andy proposed to me on December 27, 1995. That made our holiday beyond special. You never know when a special holiday announcement will be revealed. Cheers! I hope these do's and don'ts help you to have your best holiday season ever. For this episode's top 5 segment, let's review one of our do's, and it is to bring a hostess gift to a party. Let's say you get invited to a party or someone's house for dinner. Here are some ideas to bring to your hostess or host. Number 5, an easy to care for plant, like a Christmas cactus or a small bouquet of flowers in a vase. Number 4, a baked good for breakfast the next day. Bring a fresh baked bread or muffins so as your hosts are tidying up the next morning, they can munch on your thoughtful treat. Number 3, a Christmas ornament. There's an ornament for almost everything out there. Find something that fits the theme of the party or is a favorite of your hosts. Etsy has very creative and personalized ornaments that would make great gifts. Hallmark is another great place to shop. Number 2, chocolate. As long as your hosts are candy people, bringing a nice box of Godiva chocolates or Norman Love chocolates can be a really fun and sweet gift. Who doesn't love cleaning up from the night while indulging in something yummy? Be on the lookout in advance for chocolates on sale. Keep them in your gift closet so you're always prepared. Number one, a fun disposable Christmas-themed plate, napkin, hot drink cup set. Your hostess will likely have lots of cleanup from the dinner party and might really appreciate a small set of disposables to use for the next day. Bonus. Another idea is to bring a small set of holiday dish towels and a fun kitchen soap. And an extra bonus, if you don't want to spend any money or you have run out of time to get something, a thoughtful thank you note can be the perfect way to show your gratitude. Now for something yummy. Here's a recipe for cinnamon bread. This recipe makes two loaves, which is perfect for gifting to a hostess and keeping one for yourself. First, preheat your oven to 350 degrees and grease your loaf pans. In a medium bowl, mix together 2 cups of sugar, 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of baking powder, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Next, using a mixer in a large bowl, mix 2 large eggs, 2 cups of milk, and 2/3 of a cup of vegetable oil on low until combined. Now add your dry ingredients and slowly mix until everything is incorporated. Pour your mixture into your loaf pans, leaving room for them to rise. In a small bowl, combine 1 tablespoon of cinnamon with 2/3 of a cup of sugar. Pour this between your 2 loaf pans and swirl with a knife, leaving a little cinnamon sugar left to sprinkle on the top. Bake your bread for 50 minutes or until you can pull out a clean toothpick. Once the breads have cooled, wrap them in plastic wrap to keep them fresh. Enjoy for breakfast or with a cup of Christmas tea for an afternoon snack. Here is a Christmas quote to help you get merry. This is a quote from Charles Dickens. Quote, "It is good to be children sometimes, and never better than at Christmas." End quote. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. We have 7 more episodes this season. I hope you enjoy them. I love putting them together for you. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review on iTunes. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast @gmail.com, no apostrophe. Now get out there and spread some Christmas joy. You've got this.